Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachas Daf Nun Dalet. Throughout the Daf, the Sugya speaks about an item that expanded or shrunk. Does it change its size? And the Gemara Tavah Amud Beis concludes, there's a machlekes regarding Hayaba Keshir V'Tzomak V'Chozar V'Tofach. If there's something, there's a piece of meat that had a certain shear of kabeitza, then it shrunk to less than kashir, and it came back to its original shear, do we say that it retains the tumor that it had in its original form? Rabbi Aaron Levine, Hashem Yunkin Domoy, was a grandson of the Beis Yitzchok and a very chashuv of a rov in Galicia before the war. He was killed by the Nazis in Achshamon. He wrote a few svarim, and he mentions in them an inyan that's nugia very much to our sugyo. We'll start with what he writes in the Sefer Avni Chayfet Simen Chof Zayin. He brings a very interesting shaila. Shaila is, when you have a broker, the minhag of the makom is, when a broker introduces a house to somebody, you have to pay a broker fee. The shaila is, if someone owned a house and he sold it, and then he bought it back, does he have to pay the broker fee or not? Is he considered to be a new purchase, and a purchaser needs to pay the broker? Or it's considered to be that he went back to his original state and is not considered to be a new purchase. So he brings a lot of raya's l'chan u'l'chan throughout Shas. And then one of the raya's that he brings is the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas says that if you had a zimun, and some of the mezamnim, they did their own birkas hamazon, so the ones that are left do not go back to the original state. So he also, once the owner sold the house, he's like a regular person. But then he says that he feels it's the same machlekes that we have in our sugya. That's the machlekes. What's the machlekes by us? You have a piece of meat that shrunk and went back to its original state. Do you say yishdichu b'isurim, meaning it was not a piece, it did not have kabeitza? Now when it went back to its original state, is considered to be something new? Ponim chadoshas bo'olchan? Or are you going back to what it was before? And one more raya he brings is the Gemara in Soito. It says by Amram, it says v'ikach es bas levi. It says the Gemara v'ikach v'yachzor mibayelei. He didn't remarry new. It was a second marriage. He married a second time. So it's mashra from here that when you says vayikach, it's mashra only the first time. The second time is not considered to be a new lekicho. If you're going back to your original state of before, it's not considered to be something new. Now he sends the ear to two things he wrote and two others for him. One sefer is Birkas Aaron, which was written in Maseches Brochas. And then he brings the following very interesting shaila. A shadchan gets money when he makes a shidduch. What happens if a shadchan made a shidduch between two families and the shidduch broke, but then the shadchan worked again and he was able to convince the two sides to get back together and they did the shidduch a second time? Do they have to pay him the second time again to make shadchanus? So he discusses there as well, one of the riots he brings over there is the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, how can the Nevi'im establish the new letters in the Torah? To say what's an end of letter, what's a middle letter. Says the Gemara, no, they didn't establish nothing new. The letters were there, they forgot them, and they brought them back. So he says, from here, something that went back to its original state is considered to be not new, because new ain't novi rosh l'chadish. So you see, if you're just returning back to the original state, it's not considered to be new. Mitzacheni, he brings a different raya. And that he brings also in his sefer on the alatoyer, which is called Adurash Ve'ayun. And Chumot Shmois Maimartes. So the Medrash says, Vayokom Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim. The Medrash says, who is that? It was not a new king. It was an old king. But it was power that removed him and he came back. Mashma, he's considered to be Melech Chodesh, a new king, even though he just came back to his original state. So from there is Mashma, that when you go back to your original state, it's still considered to be Dovar Chodesh. Mitzad Sheini brings the Gemara in Soita that says that if a person is machzir gusho, so he remarries his wife, so he's not considered to be a bais chadash, not considered to be isha chadasha. It's not something new. So you may lay in a case of a shidduch, it's not considered to be something new, and it's not considered to be a new shidduch. In the case of the house, it may not be a new house. So he brings Rias to here and to there, and he concludes at the end of the day that it all has to do, because all this is based on a minug, and this is not something common, it's not something that usually happens, so it's not part of the minhag. It's not part of the minhag. You don't have the halachas of the minhag that apply to a regular thing. But this is a fascinating connection to our sugya. Does something that was went back, left and came back, does it go back to its original state, meaning it's considered to be not new, or is it considered to be davar chadash? We'll end here with the Ha'ara that we mentioned here in the past, in this Shiurim. We know that someone who does tshuva is considered to be a new Bria. The Lashon of the Rambam is considered to be a new Adam, a new Bria Chadasha. So seemingly, when a person did it, he was okay, he did an Aveira, he did tshuva, he doesn't go back to his original state. It's considered to be Dover Chadash. Is that a riot to this discussion? But as we mentioned in the past, when a person does tshuva, it is not considered to be that he went back to his original state. He started something new. A mahalach of tshuva. We mentioned the Vilna Gaon that says that except David HaMelech, nobody was able to go back to his original state. Adam HaRisha did tshuva, he still had to die. This connects to this week's Pasha, Pasha Kisiso. We have Yudgil Midas Shirachim. Rashi says, it says Hashem, Hashem, Hashem before the chait, and Hashem after the chait. So as the Pachad Yitzchak explains, before the chait is one kind of bria, it's one kind of creation. There's an entity, there's a world before the chait, and there's after the chait, there's a new creation. Tshuva is not considered to be a going back to where it was before. It's a whole new ma'alech connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yemeil, by tshuva is clear that it's a new thing. You're not going back to where you were. But other things, you have the discussion, and we're Mechai over here, some Divrei Torah from Aaron Levine, Hashem Yikarim Domoy. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomach Shavah Shorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.